Good evening. Good evening, saints of God, children of God, those online, those here. Welcome to Fire and Wind. As we celebrate this Christmas season, as we just fix our eyes on Jesus, just know that you are loved, you are treasured, you are his child, you are his beloved one. Oh God, we just praise you tonight. Thank you, Lord. We just welcome you. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our hearts, in our circumstances. Everything we're thinking about, everything we're facing, we just welcome you. We recognize that you're with us. You're in it. You're in us. You're all around us. You paved the way for us. You're our rear guard. You protect us. You're a shield about us. You're a sun and a shield about us. We thank you, Lord, that we can wear the armor of God and be protected and also go on the offensive against the enemy. But Jesus, you've already won the victory. You've won our hearts. You've broken every chain. With love and mercy, you've redeemed us to God. So we just honor you. We say thank you, Lord. As your children, we just worship and praise you. There's nowhere else we'd rather be right now than just in your presence, and just right at your feet.
Let my spirit rise.
make us thirsty, make us desperate, make us longing for more of you. Oh, that we wouldn't be satisfied with the things of this world or the things of the flesh or anything that's a substitute or a counterfeit, that I wouldn't be satisfied with anything else. Oh, that I wouldn't give my love to anything else. That I would only give my love to you, my heart to you, my life to you. Heart right now. I want to go where you go. Oh, in fields of grace, as the harvest is plentiful and ripe, and there's freedom in your presence, there's joy in your presence. Jesus, you have won me. You've broken every chain with love and mercy. You triumph over death, and you are worthy of glory and praise. Oh, Jesus, you have won. Broken every chain with love and mercy. You would triumph over death, and you are worthy of glory and praise. Oh, Jesus, you have won me. You have broken. Washed whiter than snow. In Psalm 47, it says, "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout. So God whispers, but he also shouts. The Lord, with the sound of a trumpet, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Just that really hit me. Sing praises with understanding. That we understand what we're singing about, who we're singing to, why we're singing to Jesus, what he set us free from, what he's doing. Sing with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Amen? Let's say that together. He is greatly exalted. He is greatly exalted. He is greatly exalted. Yes, Lord. I'm going to switch guitars.
And when you walk into the
we'll never stop, we can't.
The time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to the time to worship. just as you are to
time.
on the cross, for being the ultimate sacrifice for our sins and raising to new life. You're seated in heaven, and we are seated with you because of your blood. I don't know, I just feel like we gotta go into the song again.
His banner over me, his banner over you, his banner over us is love, love, love. His banner over me, his banner over you, his banner over us is love, love, love. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else.
To the end, it will always be, and it's always been. To the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Everything we do, it's all about you. Cause it's all about you. Every breath we take, oh, it's all about you. Every song we sing, every word we say, let it be filled and seasoned with your grace. Cause it's all about you. Everything in this life, oh, we're here for a moment. Let everything I do count for you.
God, oh, we want everything to center, to be centered, God. Father, we thank you for your precious presence in this place. We thank you, Father, that you are with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you came. You came for us. You came for us. And you still come. Lord, you're coming. As we cry out to you, God, you're always drawing near to us, God. We thank you, God. Just think it's beautiful the way God's presence has come tonight. And I felt on the way here that he wanted us to taste and see that he is good as we remember what he's done. As he came as a baby, but he's no longer that baby. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. And I've been thinking as we were worshiping together how we've been engrafted in, how we have been engrafted into his family. And what a precious present that is. I mean, when we have Jesus, we have so much. We have everything that we need. But when we're engrafted in, he gives us his identity and he gives us so much more, right? He's always available, but if we take time to really think about what that means. You know, Pastor Bill and how he references God's names. All those names have been given to us as a gift through Jesus, through what he paid for on the cross. And I'm just blessed to be here worshiping with you tonight, remembering what Jesus has done through coming, but then through dying on the cross and raising to life. So tonight as you take your communion, I believe he's saying, taste and see. Remember that I am good. And remember that he's saying he wants to be the center. He wants to be in every nook and cranny. He wants us to invite him into those places where it could be hidden. And he wants to just take his flashlight of love onto those places that we might not realize are there. So as you're taking time before him tonight, as you're letting him be the center of it all, just take some time before him and invite him to flash that light of love into your life and into what's going on in your life and in your own heart tonight before him. And knowing that he paid the price for all of those things, but he wants to bring revelation, he wants to bring love, he wants to bring encounter tonight to us as we partake in his blood and his body. So Father, I thank you for sending Jesus, that we are engrafted in because of him. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the one that we need. You are what we need this Christmas. You are what we need every day. You are the most precious gift that we could ever receive. And we remember you tonight, Jesus. We remember the price that you paid, being separated from the Father and coming as flesh. And we remember that you gave everything tonight for us, Lord. You gave it all. You gave it all so that we could be engrafted in, so that we could be called your own, so that we could be called the child of God, so that we could no longer be separated, but that we could have eternal life through you, Jesus. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, God, for your blood and your body that was shed for us. Father, as we take some time before you, we just pray that you would show us those things that need to change, God, that you would show us places in our heart that we might not see, that you would illuminate things because of love, because you so love us, God. And Father, as we partake your blood and your body, we know that your blood will cover those sins, Father, but we don't want to stay there, God. We invite you to rearrange, change and rearrange us, Father, into who you have us to be, God. As your dearly loved children, Father, we're excited, Father, to see what you're going to do in our lives through this special night, Lord, through this time of encounter with you, through your blood and through your body. In Jesus' name.
To the one who wore a crown of thorns, to the one who took the lash and scourge for the hands and feet that were that has torn the veil, and we crown you, we fall face down and we worship, we all cry out, you are worthy, God, you are worthy, God. Thank you.
All the elders bow down, they cast their crowns before you, and the angels surround your throne, giving glory and honor to the Lamb, to the Lamb, to the Lamb, to the one who endured all the shame of the cross, to the Lamb who was slain as atonement for us, to the Son who overcame all the power of death, we praise. For the stripes, for the wounds, for the beating you bore, for the tears, for the blood that was willingly poured, for the merciful, wonderful majesty of your love. To the one who endured all the shame, to the Lamb who was slain as atonement for us, to the Son who overcame all the power of death, we praise. For the stripes, for the wounds, for the beating you bore, for the tears, for the blood that was willingly poured, for the merciful, wonderful majesty of your love.
Slain as atonement for
'Cause you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're glorious, you're matchless in every way. Wonderful, you're beautiful, you're glorious, you're matchless. I sing a new song for you. Were slain, redeemed us to God by your blood.
You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
And you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
Lord, we're so blessed to be loved by you, so blessed to celebrate you, so blessed to honor you. Father, we just thank you as this week, as we're going, Lord, with our eyes on the celebration of your birth. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that as we were singing out tonight, Father, it's not by might nor power, but by your Spirit. Thank you, God, that you carry us. Lord, that you empower us, Father, over this week, Lord, to be your light in your life, Lord, to everyone that we're around. Thank you, Jesus, for entering in, Lord, to every celebration that we have. Thank you, Father, for miracles in this season. Thank you, Lord. You're high and lifted up. Yes, Lord. Amen. Well, we will see you all on Christmas Eve, Sunday morning, for our special service. And be blessed. We'll say goodbye to everyone on the live stream. We'll see you on Sunday morning. Thank you. And then also,